U.S. greater than woman shares how stranger airdrops rape threats to her iPhone on a public bus, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Woman shares how stranger airdrops rape threats to her iPhone on a public bus news. Woman shares how stranger airdrops rape threats to her iPhone on a public bus. A UK policeman actually knelt on a man's neck. Just in, 5 new clusters detected in Malaysia. Sabah teachers build 80 tables for their students so SOPs can be followed. Roho, put your tail down please, cat interrupts UK's virtual parliamentary meeting. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. People Features Lifestyle, these hilarious sticker packs for LINE are just food items from literally every angle. New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium. This Majin custom made an Oku Myvi seat to drive his handicapped father around. Asian netizens facepalm when chef boils rice, drains the water and puts it under a tap. Attention all shopaholics. Daiso now has an online store. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While we may think that society has progressed far enough that women need no longer feel afraid of stepping out alone, repeated incidents of bad behavior continue to prove that we still have plenty of work to do, where creating safe spaces are concerned. In a Facebook post shared recently by Robin Kimberly Dobson, she recounts her terrifying experience while riding a public bus alone in British Columbia, Canada. Her journey, which began at Newton Exchange at 11 p.m., was supposed to have taken her to her friend's home where they were meant to have a late dinner together. Upon boarding the bus, she suddenly receives an airdrop request from an anonymous man, with a very chilling message. I'm going to rape you. The sender, presumably a man named Justin, was declined immediately. For non-iPhone users, airdrop is a feature that allows Apple users to seamlessly share files directly between one another. Immediately, Robin felt a sense of palpable unease run through her body and she decided against getting off from her usual stop, which would have necessitated a 10-minute walk alone after the bus ride to arrive at her destination. Robin took a screenshot of the rape threat that was repeatedly airdropped to her iPhone. I sent a screenshot of the airdrop request to my friends. One of them immediately asks where I am getting off the bus so that she can come and pick me up. Robin's friend, who lives in an area called Willowbrook, was only a short distance away from another stop her bus had been heading towards. But what makes the experience all the more hair-raising is that not only did Justin send the image once, he sent it to Robin repeatedly, over and over. In fact, she receives the same airdrop image with the rape threat 3 times. The same airdrop image request comes through again and I decline it immediately. I look around, but not fully. I'm afraid and my palms are getting clammy. Caught up in fear, she immediately contacted the authorities, who tried to get as much information out of the situation as possible from Robin. As she communicated with the authorities and passed by a number of stops, one man after another in the bus alighted, before leaving Robin as the only remaining passenger in the bus. Upon reaching her stop and meeting up with her friend, local police told her that due to the untraceable nature of airdrop files, it is likely that some of the passengers had been sending her the rape threat to watch people's reactions. While she has no concrete evidence, Robin does mention that most of the men who were with her on the bus were young and in their late 20s. It's extremely upsetting that as a society we are raising young men who think that rape is a joke that can be used to get a rise out of people. Her post, which has since gone viral across social media internationally, has raised many concerns regarding the safety of vulnerable members of society, who despite efforts made by the authorities, continue to be at the mercy of such awful acts. Robin also goes on to add that perpetrators of such pranks may not think much about what they do or the effects they leave on their victims. If you or anyone you know has faced similar situations in Malaysia, please contact the relevant authorities such as the government's Talian Casa Hotline 15999 or the Women's Aid Organization Hotline at +603-7956-3488. Also read, Indo PhD student raped over 136 men, labeled Britain's most prolific rapist. Source, Robin Kimberly Dobson share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.